We got a special guest with us. I want to say hello to a three-time Olympian, soon to be four-time Olympian. I'm just going to put it out there. We're hoping soon to be four-time Olympian, knock on wood. Georgia Simmerling is a Canadian road and track cyclist, also former Olympian in alpine skiing. Thank you very much for being here. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk about, so you are, first of all, give you the resume. You don't have to give your own resume. I'll do
it. Yeah, let's hear it.
Three-time Olympian, 2016 Rio bronze medalist in team pursuit cycling, 2014 Sochi Games in ski cross, 2010 Vancouver Games in Super G, correct? Is that correct?
You nailed it.
And you are training for 2020 in Tokyo for team pursuit once again.
Mm-hmm.
And just to finish it off, you just got back from Bolivia with a gold medal in the Pan American Championships in team pursuit.
Yes, I actually won my first individual medal as well at those games, and it was gold also.
Really? Well, so what was the individual medal in?
Individual pursuit.
Oh, so individual pursuit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the team pursuit races for 4K, and the individual pursuit for the women race for 3K, so 12 laps.
So you're coming back with multiple pieces of hardware.
I am.
It was a good trip to Bolivia for you.
It was a successful trip, yep.
So we brought you on. You have started a new project. It's called Project Athlete, which I guess I'll get the initial start to it, and then we'll tell your story and come back to it. But tell us what Project Athlete is.
Project Athlete is all about inspiring people to, first and foremost, not take themselves so seriously. My partner, Stephanie LeBay, a Olympic soccer player, and her brother, actually, we created this business, and with slogans that we think are pretty comical on t-shirts, we want to...
Like, what's on your t-shirt right now?
My t-shirt says, talk to my agent.
Yeah.
The irony there is, I mean, I do have an agent, but a lot of people don't. So, you know, they may choose to wear that shirt. But yeah, we Steph and I have found throughout the course of our career that if not all, close to all, elite athletes have taken themselves way too seriously in their career.
Yeah. At some point or another, right?
Exactly. At some point or another. And my story, for example, I have experienced a few obstacles in my time, and I've learned to see the strength in vulnerability and in overcoming obstacles and setbacks, and again, not taking yourself so seriously, and seeing the strength in that, and persevering, and that relates to everyone, really. And Project Athlete is, you know, we're all projects. It's also about growing and continuing to grow, and that's where we see our business connecting to everyone.
Right. So there was a time when you took yourself way too seriously, is what you're saying?
I think most athletes, you know, talk to an 11-year-old soccer player that doesn't make the final tournament or doesn't make a team. You know, it feels like their world is caving in on them.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of stories that you hear from elite athletes going through times like that and persevering and overcoming them, you know, yeah, I think many, many athletes at one point or another, most probably in their early stages of their career, mm-hmm. take themselves too seriously. And you know, you look back on yourself as an athlete and you tell yourself, I think, you know, it's not the end of the world if you don't make that team.
Yeah.
Keep working hard. And if you believe you can, you will.
It's a really cool message. Georgia Simmerling is with us. So Your story is a fascinating one. So were you always dual sport? Like, were you always cycling and alpine skiing at the same time?
No, I grew up as a ski racer. I have three older brothers.
You're from
Vancouver.
Lower Mainland, right?
Yes,
Vancouver, yeah.
Exactly, from Vancouver. And I grew up having to compete against my brothers and keep up with them. And I think that's where I got my, you know, adrenaline-seeking behavior. I was put in sport as a young kid, and I'm extremely thankful for it. I think it's given me so many life lessons that I'm going to take for the rest of, you know, after my sporting career. Again, I grew up ski racing with my family and keeping up with my brothers, and then worked my way onto the national team for alpine skiing, represented Canada in 2010. An amazing experience, of course.
In your hometown.
In my hometown, yeah. You know, something that many, many Olympians don't ever get to do, actually. Yeah. Yeah, it was a blast. My brothers were probably drunk for the 2 weeks, and my parents were working their butts off on the ski hill, and I was trying to, you know, get my job done at the same time. And then I saw ski cross, and I said, I think that looks like it has my name written all over it, and I want to give it a go. And
because Vancouver was the first year of ski cross, right? That was the first Olympics?
Exactly, yep. So it's fairly new, actually, yep.
And then you went to Sochi and did that for your second Olympic trip.
Yes, yes. So I switched to ski cross, I think, in 2012. Competed on the team, had many, unfortunately, some pretty serious injuries in the first couple years of my career. But I, you know, kind of came out of them always on top. And yeah, I think, funny enough, during one of my injuries, I broke my neck, actually, and my back. I was watching, funny enough, women's soccer on TV in Vancouver. I think it was in 2012 or something. Yep. And I thought to myself, why can't I do this? I think I want to become a summer Olympian as well. And the worst case that's going to happen is it's not going to happen, and I'm going to end up right where I am now, which is a place where I love representing Canada. Mm-hmm. And I worked my way. Yeah, I found cycling. I put skiing off to the side and committed 100% to the sport and kind of found my way onto the national team.
So you go to two Olympics in 10 and 14, then you go to another one 2 years later in Rio in 2016, you win a medal, and then you're right back, because you were training for 2018 before another one of these famous injuries you talk about hit, right?
Unfortunately, I don't know, yeah. Yeah, funny enough, I believe doing push-ups and running on a treadmill the day after the day we won bronze, I would party in the nighttime, wake up and go to the treadmill and then do push-ups and to get my upper body strong, because I was actually having to ski within a month of the of that race.
But you still wanted to make sure you got the Olympic party experience. What time?
Oh,
okay, so in 2016,
oh, I got it.
When you won your bronze, how much time was left in the village?
Ooh, we had probably one or two too many days, and we had eight.
Had 8 days left, so yeah. It was like right in the middle is when you won your bronze.
Exactly in the middle.
Is it as good a party as?
It's better.
People better.
It's better.
As a non-elite athlete, I've always been angry that I'm not an elite athlete.
You
should feel
that. Because
I wanted to do the Olympics.
You should feel that way.
Yeah, I'm like angry and I feel shame that I'm not an elite athlete.
I mean, I wouldn't go as far as saying shame, but you should. Yeah, you should feel left out. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Not making me feel any better here. It was as awesome an experience as us outsiders are led to believe it is. In fact, more awesome is what you would say.
I think so. The party scene is pretty wild.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, Red Bull vodka flames and just like it's a bit ridiculous.
And a bunch of other elite athletes everywhere. Yeah.
Yes.
I think it'd be a pretty good time. Georgia Simmerling is with us. Now you and I know it's probably difficult to talk about the injuries but I mean that's some adversity when you talk about not taking yourself too seriously, and that's got to be one of the reasons where it came from. Like, you're training for 2018 and it was just before South Korea that broke both your legs. Like, when you hit adversity like that, and that's a physical blow, and I would imagine just as big a mental hit to you. That's when you almost have to stop taking yourself so seriously, right?
Yeah, I think I always, maybe I'm a bit stubborn. I just always believed. Unfortunately, you talk to Steph, if she was here, she would definitely be nodding, but I definitely cried more times in that year than I ever have, probably, combined. But at the same time, I have an unbelievable support system around me, my parents, my brothers, my girlfriend, sponsors, my team, Ski Cross Canada. I think I just always had that support system and knew I would succeed. I think there's something to say for when you're knocked down so hard and you have to rebuild your entire body, the little obstacles almost become addictive to achieve. And so I was in the physio and you know the gym and the work and the training room, you know, learning how to walk, learning how to move my ankle properly, learning how to do a proper squat, all these things. They gave me a fire and this the fire kind of kept on burning, and I just wanted to succeed and overcome these little obstacles. And I truly believe that one day I would be able to ride my bike really fast and strong again, and I've done it.
And here you are. You just came back from winning a couple gold medals. So tell us about 2020. So we're getting right up on being an Olympic year. Like, we're in the latter stages of 2019, next summer's Tokyo. You don't know for sure whether you're going, but I think the expectation in your head is like, yeah, I'm going to be there. What needs to happen between now and summer 2020 for you to be representing Canada again at the Olympics?
I think I need to continue to do what I'm doing, as well as my teammates. You know, we're a team of four out there on the track, and we are training extremely hard. We have a new coach who came on in April, which is actually quite close to the games, to vibe with a coach and hopefully, gain that chemistry. We are, we just finished a great competition and set the bar high for our team, and our relationship with our coach is great. And we want to better our performance in Rio. So we're expected, we're putting expectation on ourselves to perform in the competitions leading up to the games and at the games. And I think it'll be three of us will be returning Olympians and returning members of the team from Rio.
Okay.
So having that experience on the team is extremely crucial.
Georgia Simmerling is a Canadian Olympian and a team pursuit cycling athlete, bronze medal in 2016, and looking to repeat and better that potentially in 2020 in Tokyo. So you meet your girlfriend, Steph LeBay. You guys both were Olympians in 2016. If you're not familiar with Steph LeBay, she was the goaltender for Team Canada when they won bronze in soccer in 2016. So you guys didn't know each other at the Olympics?
She still is the goaltender.
Still is the goaltender, yes, but she was in 20. Still is Team Canada's goaltender now, but was the goaltender when they won bronze in 2016. So you guys met each other not until the closing ceremonies when you first said, hey, how are you?
Yeah, I think Steph came up to me actually and said congrats, which is kind of unlike her. She's definitely more the shy one, and I'm definitely the talker.
Yeah.
She came up to me and said congrats. And I grew up playing soccer, so I was good friends with some of her teammates. So we knew of each other. Then we kind of just started hanging out a couple months later after that. And she's amazing. I think she inspires me in a completely different way of support, and on what she does is a different sport than what I do, of course. But I think having that support for each other and understanding of being elite athletes and not living in the same city and having to communicate over FaceTime and all that stuff.
Yeah, because you guys are both. She plays in North Carolina and you're all over the world, but you guys are based here in Calgary when you can be here, right?
Exactly.
So yep, that's kind of the home base, but you're always elsewhere, or a good chunk of the year elsewhere. And I would imagine that having a partner like that, there's only a few people in the world that actually understand the rigors of being an Olympic athlete. Like,
completely.
The normal person can't necessarily relate to what an Olympic athlete has to go through, right?
Oh, totally. And I honestly do not know how I would have come out of that injury without her. And I can say that with such confidence. She was such a crucial part of that rehab for me and support and love there. And now we have this little business together, and we're kind of cultivating that as we train individually. And it's definitely been a process and a learning experience for sure. But we're both coming towards the end of our careers, and it's really exciting for me to kind of see the other side of the sporting world and kind of get my feet wet in the business side of it. And I'm excited to learn more for sure.
So let's go back to the business that you have started, Project Athlete. So give us the, like, okay, what is it? If you're walking down the street and you just got a sign that says Project Athlete, says, what is Project Athlete? What do you tell them?
Everyone, we are all projects. We're all learning, we're all growing, and we are all the same. Everyone is evolving in their own way on this earth. And we at Project Athlete want to make you smile and want to make you laugh. And want to show you and inspire you to see the strengths in your setbacks and maybe the humor in tripping over yourself or whatever it may be. For example, when Steph gets a goal scored on her, we have a T-shirt that says "I got megged," So she puts that one on. And if you know soccer terminology, that's not like the most positive slang term in soccer.
So things or talk to my agent or something like that.
Exactly.
People who probably don't have agents.
Exactly. Well, another shirt we have is a healthy scratch, and so.
I like that one.
Yeah, of course you know that terminology.
Yeah.
It's your world. So you know you can be you're good enough to be on the team, but maybe not great good enough, and you're healthy, but to play in that game. So
yeah, just not good enough. Take a seat, bud.
Just for one night.
Well, where can we find out more about Project Athlete?
Yeah, you can visit our website at project-athlete.com.
Project-athlete.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And there's lots of lines we have up on there. And
so you can purchase right from the website?
You sure can.
Okay.
Of course.
Very cool.
I will expect one coming from you.
Okay. Well, I might have to buy that healthy scratch. That's how, that's how I live my life.
We maybe can give you one of those.
I would like to support. Project-athlete.com is the website. Georgia Simmerling, Steph LeBay have come together on that endeavor and also both have eyes set on 2020 in Tokyo. This time you get to go to the Olympics with her as opposed to meeting her there. It's like a new experience.
Unfortunately, not. The soccer world, they kind of do their own thing. They go like a week or two before the games even start. They're playing in...
So she'll be there well before.
She'll be there well before and a flight or two away, to be honest. But we will definitely be, together
in
some right, of course, of course. Yep, it's exciting.
Thanks for coming in. That was really cool. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Project-athlete.com is the website. Georgia Simmerling is setting her sights on 2020 Olympic bronze medalist in 2016 in team pursuit cycling in Rio de Janeiro.